Dino on the line with Nick Wold, singer and guitar player for Dreamers. How you doing, Nick?
Pretty good, Dino. How are you?
All right. You guys were just here in Tucson, what, around October or so, went and saw you at Club Congress, and you liked it so much you're coming back.
Absolutely. Couldn't stay away.
Right. Well, I mean, it's getting to be the holiday time now, and we're happy to have you here for night number two of our Nutcracker Ball, December 9th at the Club Congress again. You'll be there with Star Effer and Barnes Courtney. Have you ever played with any of those bands or those artists before?
No, though. I do have a friend who toured with Barnes Courtney for a while. We're super excited about that, actually.
All right. Little get-together just before the holidays. Since we're right before Thanksgiving here, what is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
My favorite Thanksgiving dish would have to be mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
With gravy.
With gravy. Okay. If there's no gravy, you're not in.
No dry mashed potatoes for me.
Yeah. I can't even do the consistency of the mashed potato. I always have to go baked potato or yam.
Yeah. What about pumpkin pie? Can we talk about that?
Yeah, pumpkin pie. I'm all in on that. I prefer pumpkin over apple. How about you?
I think we're going to be friends.
All right. More pumpkin pie for us, please. Do you just eat it without the whipped cream, or do you have to whipped cream it up?
I like to change it up.
Right.
I'm guessing.
Okay, that's good. And is your mom a really good cook?
She's an excellent cook. Yeah, she is the best.
And
I learned a few things from her that have helped me survive.
Has anyone ever said, "No, my mom is the worst"?
Maybe.
Now, with this album does not exist. You guys are still out there touring with it. Sweet Disaster is the big single right now. What's been the reaction on the road?
It's been amazing. It feels really good to have it out and see people kind of starting to know it and sing the lyrics. Because we've had the song for a little while, kind of sitting on it, and we thought it was really good. But now people finally kind of know it. It's kind of exciting to see that come together.
Now, for you guys, you have videos, you've got the social media presence. You guys are actually very active on Twitter. What do you guys find interacting with the audience that way is a direct link to the success you're having now?
I think so. I mean, yeah, we meet so many awesome people all over the place, and it's just cool that we can connect with them constantly all the time, and people give us love, so we give it back, and I think it's kind of just how we do it now.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, the word of mouth or the word of the internet, it kind of spreads like a little wildfire that way. And you guys are starting to reap the benefits of that, right?
Yeah. It feels like a lot less like it would have been in the past with those local scenes where everybody kind of finds something locally first and then starts from there. And everybody's kind of just finding their scenes, wherever their scenes might be, on the internet. So it's kind of cool that way.
All right. So now with the holidays coming up here, getting ready to play all those holiday songs, what would be the holiday songs on the Dreamers Christmas album if there was a Dreamers Christmas album?
What covers would we do?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Probably we'd cover the entire Bob Dylan Christmas album.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard that, but it's probably his finest work.
Really?
Highway 61.
The Jewish guys always do the best Christmas albums.
Yeah.
That is true. And what is your personal favorite Christmas song?
My personal favorite Christmas song would probably be The Night Santa Went Crazy by Weird Al. Are you familiar with it?
I am. I used to play that song in high rotation when it came out. It was one of those songs that the request would be off the hook back in the day when that came out. So, every 12-year-old got on the phone. This is before the internet, people. And they had to call their favorite radio station, hear that one, and Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. You know, those were the two big ones.
That's awesome. I'm always for a little bit of a friendly irreverence on Christmas.
Right, right. So let's do a little bit of holiday preferences here with Nick Wold from Dreamers.
Yes.
Grinch or Charlie Brown Christmas Special?
Grinch, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, every time. Charlie Brown's too touchy-feely.
No, he's cool. I really love Dr. Seuss.
And Charlie Brown, he's kind of, I think he was the original millennial. He's very, very, very sensitive.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, ugly holiday ugly holiday sweater or Santa hat?
Oh, sweaters year-round.
Year-round, okay.
Even in Los Angeles, when it's way too warm.
You're a sucker for fashion.
Yeah.
Eggnog or champagne?
Eggnog with whiskey in.
Ooh, okay. Little kick to your eggnog.
Yeah.
A manly kick. All right. Christmas Story or Home Alone?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Home Alone. I mean, I probably watched it like 400 times as a kid.
Well, I mean, there was that Home Alone 2 where Donald Trump was in it, but we're going to let them slide on that, I think. Home Alone 1 was...
I disavowed Home Alone 2 even before that, you know. And
it was a total cash grab at that point.
Yeah, exactly. That's when he got involved. The sequels, you know how that is. Yeah, we don't talk about that.
Wasn't there one?
Joe Pesci is my favorite actor.
Wasn't there a Home Alone with, like, not even Macaulay Culkin, like his brother or something like that? I think they did one like that too, where they just were really selling it out at that point.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's where you lose me.
Yeah. Now
I can't be involved. I can't be associated with that.
Right. Now, bonus question here on the Christmas movies: do you consider Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
It was taking place at holiday time.
Yeah, it's a Christmas event they're at, right? They're off of.
And then things go horribly awry.
Exactly.
Hey, sometimes people have to die on Christmas.
Die hard.
Die hard. That's exactly. All right, Nick. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you calling in. Happy holidays to you, sir.
Happy holidays to you, too. Thanks for talking to me.
No
problem. Like, I'm just here on the road, desperate for someone to talk to.
Yes. You're all alone at Christmas time. I'm sure we can find a few girls that'll help you ease that loneliness when you get here to Tucson for the Nutcracker Ball on December 9th.
All right, it's a plan.
Travel safe, Nick, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, we're really stoked to come back, actually. We had a great time there and meeting you people as well.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, and then hopefully we can get together a little bit before the show, too. And
maybe
have some eggnog with whiskey.
I'd love to.
All right, sir. Have a great one.
All right, Dana. You too.
Bye.